Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya O'Keel. Y'all come on in. Come on in, baby. We in the prayer closet. We in the prayer closet. Y'all come on in. Come on in. At the time of me recording this video, it's actually night and I just finished getting my steps in for the day. Got that 10K in, baby. It wasn't no joke. So I just finished getting my 10K steps in. I was just about to get ready to take a shower and lay it down. But before I do, I thought about y'all, and it was in my spirit to just come in here in my office, come in here in my prayer closet, and just sit down and just talk to y'all, just do a video. And this is what's been in my heart. I actually taught this in my masterclass. God said it's in your voice. If you attended that class or you've taken that class in my academy, God said it's in your voice. As well as some of the other classes I've talked about this. But if you've been in any of those classes, God said it's in your voice. Some of the other master classes, you've heard me talk about this a lot of times. God told me, he said, you have to pay attention and you have to use intention. I want y'all to write that down in your journal with your blue ink pen. Put it in the comments. Pay attention and use intention. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. In this life, baby, you will look up. Like, you can get so busy with life, and this is real talk. You can get so busy with life. You can get so busy with work. You can get so busy with the kids. You can get so busy being a wife, so busy being a mom, being a dad, being a husband, you know, so busy going through the motions in just everyday life that you fall asleep at the wheel. You fall asleep at the wheel and you literally look up and you are 200 pounds heavier. You can literally look up and you depressed. You can look up and you sick. Like, there's a sickness that came upon your body. You can look up and it just seemed like all you know what just done broke loose. And you like, what in the world have I been? Like, you can literally raise your kids and look up one day and your child could be in a world of trouble, or your child could be dealing with some huge stuff, and you could just be like, just yesterday this boy was in my lap, just yesterday I was changing this boy pampers, like just yesterday I was rocking my baby girl to sleep, I was putting her pacifier in her mouth, and today she is coming today she is coming to me talking about she want a cell phone and she want this and she want that and she want a sewing and she want, like, what happened to the barrettes? What happened to the little bowls and the barrettes that they put in the baby? Hell, you don't want them no more. You don't want to wear them no more. You can literally look up and 10 years be done passed by. All this time be done passed by, and you find yourself in a situation where you like, how in the world did I get here? I don't even remember getting here. I don't even remember what his weight came from. I don't even remember how did I eat bad all these years and my body developed this sickness or developed this condition? Or y'all get what I'm saying? Like, it's so easy for us to just get sucked up into just life and everything that's going on in the everyday, going through the everyday motions, that you look up and in 10 years then pass and you still ain't started that business that you said you was gonna start. You still ain't launched your project that you said you was gonna launch. You still ain't created that organization. You still ain't started that organization. You still in the same spot that you was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Who am I talking to, baby? This is why we have to pay attention and we have to use intention, because if you don't, this life will pass you by. Do you understand me? Your season will pass you by. Your moment will pass you by. You have to pay attention and you have to use intention. Put it in the comments, baby. Because what happens when we stop paying attention? Weeds start growing. It's just like a regular, natural, everyday garden. Weeds start growing. If you're not paying attention, if you a gardener, you work in a garden, you're not paying attention, you're not going out there tending to your garden regularly, putting spraying weed be gone, or pulling up the weeds yourself, or going out there and tending to your garden, tending to your flower beds and stuff, what's going to start to happen over time weeds are going to start to grow. And as the weeds start to grow, they're going to choke the life out of your flowers, your beautiful flowers, your beautiful garden. If you're not going out there intentionally removing the bad stuff, intentionally taking the weeds out, what will happen is those weeds will grow and they will outgrow your beautiful flowers, and they will choke the life. They will suck the life. They will pull the life out of your beautiful garden. And that's the way it is with life. That's the way it is with life. If we don't pay attention to the thoughts that we're thinking, we just let any thoughts come up in our head, creep up in our mind, and we not casting down these imaginations like the Bible tells us to. We just letting our imagination just run wild, think all these crazy scenarios, think about all this crazy stuff, all this weird stuff, all these evil thoughts. We're not paying attention to what we're looking at. We're just putting our eyes on anything. Don't y'all know God revealed to me, he said a lot of this stuff that we look at, God never intended for us to look at that. He never intended for our eyes to see that. But you might have been in the wrong environment. You might have been hanging around the wrong people and you got exposed to some stuff. And the reason why God don't want us to get exposed to some of this stuff is once we done seen it, it's hard to unsee it. Like, you can't unsee what you done seen. You can't be unexposed to what you have already been exposed to. And so we'll become exposed to stuff and we'll see stuff. And y'all know I'm telling you the truth, that it can take, you can be exposed to some stuff and see some stuff that it can literally take you the rest of your life to break that habit. It can take you the rest of your life. Some of you right now, you was exposed to stuff when you was 14. You was exposed to stuff when you was 12, when you was 16. Even in your adulthood, you was exposed to stuff. And it's taking you the rest of your life to try to break free from that stuff. And that's why it's so very important, y'all. It is so important that you pay attention to what these eyes are looking at. It's important that you pay attention to what's coming into your ears. What kind of music are you listening to? What kind of movies are you watching? Because there's a message behind all of this stuff. There's a subconscious, subliminal message that is behind that song, that is behind that music. And so that's why the Bible tells us that we have to guard our mind. We have to keep our mind. Because out of that place flows life, flows the issues of life. So that explains why we go through a lot of things that we go through. It's flowing from our mind and what we have allowed to come into our mind. And so even if you lived a lifestyle where you was exposed to stuff before you had the, before you came into the age where you could say no, because I know that happened for many of you. You was exposed to stuff that in your childhood or in your younger life that you didn't have the right to be able to say no. That right might have been taken from you, and you and stuff was put into you that you then had to spend the rest of your life to try to break free from. If that's the case, or even if you went out there and did it yourself, even if it was self-inflicted or if it was childhood pain, childhood trauma, it's still hope for you, baby. And I want y'all to put this in the comments as you're watching this video. Say, there is hope for me. There is hope for you, baby. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what the Lord wants to do with you. That's his desire for you, baby, that you will give him your heart, that you will give him your mind, that you will submit your life to him so that he can then come in and transform your mind. God knows about all of this stuff that has been entered into you, that has come into your soul, come into your spirit, either by your way or by other people's ways and other people's doing. God say, wherever it came from, listen, he say, I want to come into your heart today and I want to transform you. I want to renew you from the inside out. I want to rebuild you. That's what real transformation is, baby. Somebody put that in the comments. Say the real transformation. That's what transformation really is. It's when God comes in and he tears down the old and he rebuilds new beliefs in you, kingdom beliefs, kingdom concepts. He's going to train you and teach you and show you his ways. Come on now. But what you got to start doing is you got to start paying attention. You got to pay attention, because if you don't pay attention and use intention, what God just cleared out, what you was just renewed from, guess what happened? It can sneak right back in. The enemy is a sneaky, slimy, slithery snake, baby. And he will scooch his way. He will slide and slime his way right back into your thinking. And guess what? This can happen to the best of the best. The Bible tells us that if it were possible, he would fool the very elect. Listen, baby, I don't care if you're a chosen one. I don't care if you're a divine one. I don't care what you declare yourself to be. The enemy is still going to attack your mind. Every day, he's after your soul. Every day, he's after your spirit. He's after your thoughts. He wants to get into your mind. He wants to cause you to doubt God. He wants to cause you to doubt the vision that the Lord has placed in your heart. He want to fill you with fear. He want to fill you with frustration, with anger. So every day you get up, baby, you have to pay attention. Pay attention to the thoughts that you're thinking. Pay attention to the words that you're speaking out of your mouth. Pay attention to the food that you're putting in your body. Come on now. That's how we can look up, like how it was for me. We can look up and find ourselves. Y'all, excuse me, my battery died. That's how we can look up and find ourselves overweight. We can look up and find ourselves obese. And we like, wait a minute. We at the doctor and the doctor telling us we obese. What you mean I'm obese? What you mean? Come on now. And we literally can be sitting there. We literally be sitting there like, how in the world did this happen? Like somebody take a picture of you one day and you see yourself from a different angle. You see, and you like, nah, I know. Y'all ain't finna sit here and tell me that's me on that picture. No, it ain't. Yes, it is. And you realize, oh my goodness, I've been asleep. I fell asleep at the wheel. I stopped paying attention to what I was eating. I stopped tracking my food. Or maybe you never tracked your food. Listen to me when I tell you, baby, you got to pay attention. You cannot afford to fall asleep at the wheel. Not even for a day. Do you understand me? Not even for a day. You got to get right back on it. You got to get, if you fall off the wagon, you got to get right back on it. Right before I went to Houston, Texas, for our Divine One seminar, I was in that habit. I was in that habit. I had my flow going. I had my momentum going. Boom, 10,000 steps every day, getting it in, prioritizing my steps every day, building my day around my steps. From the moment I get up till I lay down and go to bed at night, I'm getting my steps in. So it don't even seem like a lot because I'm doing it throughout the day. I'm doing a little bit throughout the day. Eating healthy. Eating low carb, cutting my sugars, fasting every day. And then what happened when I went to Texas, because I'm out of my environment, I'm out of my norm. I'm eating different stuff, eating different foods. Okay. Because I'm not cooking my food there. When I'm at home, I'm cooking, I'm preparing our meals. So there I'm eating out. I'm eating, you know, I'm in a different city that I've never been in before. That was my first time going to Houston. And I love Houston, by the way, baby. I say, yes, it's a whole vibe out here in Houston, baby. I am definitely coming back. But while I was out there, Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And then when I came back, he's just been speaking. And God said, you got to get back on it. Got to get back on it. Because what's going to happen if you don't get back on it? Weeds finna start growing in your garden. All that hard work that you done put in and all them pounds you done lost and all that. He said, if you fall asleep at the wheel again, that weight gonna sneak right back on you. That word is for somebody. It gonna sneak right back on you. And instead of you moving forward, you gonna find yourself falling back. A lot of time we hit a plateau. You might have seen some progress and then you hit a plateau, or either you seen progress and then you ended up regressing. You progressed, then you regressed. You went back. What happens a lot of the time, you stop paying attention to the details. You got a little lax. You got a little, oh, okay, I done made it. I done lost 40 pounds. I can get me a couple cheat days in now. I can do this. I can do that. Oh, well, you know, I done got my money situation straight. I've been talking to my money. I've been speaking my affirmations. I've been praying. I've been meditating. I've been writing in my journal and my money kind of right now. So I ain't really got to do that stuff like I used to. I ain't got to talk to my money all the time. I ain't got to speak life over myself every day. I just did it yesterday. You better pay attention and you better use intention. Do y'all understand me? Because even the best of the best, if I stop speaking life, If I start getting comfortable, if I start getting lax, what you think finna start happening to my business? What you think finna start happening to my body? What you think finna start happening to my household? It gonna start regressing. It gonna start going backwards. So God said, you have come too far to go back, baby. You can't go back now. You done came too far. Come on now. Somebody put that in the comments. Say, I've come too far in God. No turning around. Write it down in your journal too, baby. No turning around. You got to pay attention. And you got to use intention. What does it mean to use intention? To use intention means that you understand that your transformation is not passive. Write that down too, baby. Pause this video if you need to. Transformation is not passive. Transformation is not nonchalant. Transformation is not just coasting. Mm-mm. Transformation means you got your hands on the wheel and you are driving this car. Do you understand me? Until the Holy Spirit take over that thing and he tell you to get in the bike seat. But that ain't what we talking about right here. I'm talking about you using intention, getting up every day saying, where my journal, where my blue ink pen, and let me write down my goals. Let me write down my affirmations. Let me write down my letters to God. If you said I'm going to do prayer letters every day to God, you doing them prayer letters. If you said I'm going to do prayer walks every day, I'm going to do a 10-minute prayer walk every day. That means you intentionally sitting your shoes beside your bed. You got your workout clothes right down. You got your water right down. So when you get up in the morning, you got your water. You drinking your water. You got your workout clothes right down. And you ready to go. You ready to go. That's what being intentional mean. That's what using intention mean. Using intention mean that you understand that I'm not going to stumble into my transformation. I'm not just going to accidentally fall into this move of God, fall into this transformation. I'm going to have to get up and I'm going to have to intentionally make this thing happen. I'm going to have to set goals. I'm going to have to plan my days. I'm going to have to start having some structure around my day. I can't get up every day and just see where the day take me. No, if I'm really serious about growth, if I'm really serious about transformation, then I'm planning my days. I'm strategizing my days. I'm not leaving nothing to chance. Come on now. That means that you have a goal. You set a goal each week. You set an intention every day that you wake up. And you, when you get up in the morning, you say, how do I want to feel today? Who can I bless today with my gift? How can I be of service to the kingdom of God today? Whether that's through a video, whether that's through in passing with somebody that you meet on the street, you make up your mind, you set an intention that I'm going to be a blessing to somebody today. Because I know if I can bless somebody, God going to take care of me. God going to bless me, because whatever you sow, baby, God going to send that thing back. Whatever you give out is coming back, but you got to be intentional. I just heard God say, you have to be intentional about giving. You have to be intentional about paying your tithes. You got to set a date where you say, I'm going to pay my tithes every month on this day. I'm going to pay my tithes every 2 weeks on this day. However you get paid, you set an intention. You don't just let it pass by and just, 3 weeks later, I forgot to pay my tithes. I forgot to do this. I forgot to do that. And God is speaking to me as I'm speaking to y'all. Come on now, this word ain't just for y'all, it's for me too. He said you got to pay attention and you got to use intention. Pay attention and be intentional about your transformation. Because if you don't, baby, that depression will sneak up on you. That those weeds, they are sneaky, baby. They will sneakily grow in your garden and you won't even see them until it's too late. You won't even see the setbacks in your life until it's too late. Because you'll be thinking, I got this. I got this. I got this. Baby. Every day you get up, got to put on the whole armor of God. Every day you get up, you got to feed your mind with the knowledge of God. Every day you get up, you got to be intentional. You got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to set the Lord Jesus Christ before you every day that you wake up so that you don't make no provisions for this flesh. You can't trust, listen, you can't even trust yourself. You can't even trust this flesh. Don't be trusting this flesh. Don't be trusting this body to do what you think, I'm good, I got this. Every day you get up, baby, you got to be intentional about feeding the spirit that's in this body. See, that's where it says it's in the spirit. It ain't in this body. It ain't in this flesh. You got to take control of this spirit. You got to feed this spirit that is illuminating this body, that's giving this body life. That's where the real life is. That's where real power is. It's in the spirit. Come on now. So God say, pay attention. Pay attention. Don't have your head in the clouds. Like the word of God says, we have to be sober. We have to be vigilant because our adversary goes about as a roaring lion, baby, seeking who he may devour and who he may destroy. The enemy is on a rampage and he is looking. He knows the ones that he gonna get. He gonna get the ones that done fell asleep at the wheel. He gonna get the ones that ain't paying attention to what they listening to, that ain't paying attention to what they watching, ain't paying attention to who they talking to. That's who he gonna get. He gonna get the ones that's getting up every day just seeing what life gonna take them. The people that's out here just drifting and they ain't got no goals and they ain't got no intentions for the day or for the week or for the month. That's how you look up and 5 years done pass you by. That's how you look up and you done gained 50 pounds. That's how you look up and you depressed because you wasn't paying attention. You weren't paying attention. Something you heard, something you saw, something that you crossed paths with brought that spirit of depression upon you. And if you watching, if you paying attention, you gonna know when them thoughts first start creeping in your head, when them thoughts first start coming in your head saying you ain't good enough, you ugly, come on now, you're not handsome, you're not beautiful, you're not that woman, you're not that guy. Whatever, all these thoughts that's coming in your head, you got to cast it down as soon as it comes into your mind. You can't let it just sit there. You can't give it time to fester because those are weeds that are starting to grow in your garden. And if you don't pluck them up, you got to pluck them up with the word of God, baby. You got to tell that thought when that thought come in your mind, you got to use your spiritual sledgehammer. The spiritual sledgehammer is the word of God. You got to tell that thought, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, baby. I am a child of God. I am a man of God. I am a woman of God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. When that thought come in your mind, say you a failure. You ain't going to succeed. You ain't going to make it. You got to say the devil is a liar. Come on now. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. You got to tell yourself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. With man, this may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. See, that's that weed be gone. The word of God is the weed be gone, baby. It's the spiritual sledgehammer. It's the weed be gone. And let me tell you something about his word. It will not miss. It will not miss. I was just about to go take my shower and lay down, baby, but I had to come on here and let you know that you got to use the word of God. Use your weed be gone. Don't let them weeds start growing in your garden. Thought that was one of the kids coming. But don't you let them weeds start growing in your garden. Use your weed be gone. Use your spiritual sledgehammer, baby. And pay attention. Because see, just like a good gardener that tends to their garden every day, they paying attention. They looking for weeds. They looking for the stuff that's going to come and try to suck the life out of their garden. Are you looking for the enemy? Or will he find you sleep? Will he find you off your post? You got to stay on your post, baby. Got to watch. And you got to pray, got to pay attention, and you got to use intention. People that are intentional with God, those are the people that God going to show up and show out for. Do you understand me? Because God say, I'm not going to have you being intentional about my kingdom and about the work that I've called you to do. And I don't see to it that you be blessed. God going to see to it that you be blessed, and he going to see to it that you get everything that is rightfully due unto you. But you got to stop being passive. You got to stop sitting down like a sin duck waiting for the enemy to attack saying, oh, I don't know how I got sick. Ooh, I don't know how I ended up divorced. Ooh, I don't know how I ended up with this bad relationship with my children. Ooh, I don't know how I ended up gaining 100 pounds. Gotta pay attention. Come on now. You gotta pay attention to the warning signs. Warning come before destruction. Pay attention to the little signs that's leading up to that massive destruction. Because it don't just happen overnight. It's little signs, it's little warnings, little weeds that start growing. But if you're not paying attention, you will miss it. That's why God said you got to pay attention and you got to use intention. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much, baby. I am LaToya O'Keel. I pray that this message blesses every single person that it is designed for. God had me to come in here for a reason tonight. Because there's somebody that needed to hear his word. There's somebody that fell asleep at the wheel. There's somebody that haven't been paying attention. Somebody that missed the signs. Somebody that ain't been using intention, that haven't been intentional with God, just been being passive with God and expecting God to move for you. I pray that this message wake you up today, tonight, whenever it may find you. I pray that it lights a fire up under you and you start setting goals again for your life. You start being intentional with your days. You start being intentional with your time. Start being intentional with your body. Pay attention to what you're putting into this body. When I started paying attention, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I was talking about when I was in Houston, how I fell off of it and I was eating all these different kind of foods. But when I got back home, to Alabama, God told me, he said, get right back on it. Get right back on it. So it was hard, y'all. It was very challenging for me. But I made myself get up and get back on my 10,000 steps. Because what happened was I missed it a couple days. And see, when you miss it a couple days, every day that go by that you miss, it get easier and easier for you to stay in that slump. Y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth. Every day that passed that you don't do what you know you were supposed to do, you start making excuses for yourself. And you start saying, well, you know, I'm real busy now. And well, you know, I got to do this and I got to do that. And I got to listen. You keep missing, you're going to end up, you will end up in that slump for the rest of your life. And you will look up. Well, I ain't going to say the rest of your life, but you can end up in that slump and you look up and 10 years done passed. And you saying, how in the world did I get all this weight back on me? I remember when I was walking 10,000 steps a day. I remember when I was drinking my water. I remember when I was eating healthy. I was eating low sugar, low carb. And now I'm eating Popeyes and KFC and McDonald's every day. Come on now. Come on now. So you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. So when I got back home, as challenging as it was, as tired as I was, as I didn't want to do it, I put one foot in front of the other and I got my behind bike up and I started by walking. I made my water when I got back home because I ain't have my water like I like it when I was in Houston. So when I got back home, I made my water like I like it. Put all my stuff in my detox water and bike to drinking my water every day. Back to fasting, right back into the habit of fasting, intermittent fasting, right back into the habit of cooking at home and not doing all that ordering out and stuff, not doing all that door dashing and stuff, but eating our food at home. I'm right back into the habit because it's so easy for us to slip out of that and stay in that slump for a year, 2 years, 5 years. So I say all that to let y'all know, baby. Say all that to let you know. If you fell off, it's okay, but don't stay there. Pay attention. Where did it all go wrong for you? Where did you stop being consistent at? Where did you stop showing up at? Find where you stopped and then pick back up where you left off and make it your business from here on out. Whatever area of your life it was, whether it was spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, financial, whatever area of your life, find out where did I stop being consistent. And it's very important that you journal that as well. It is very important that you get a journal, you get a blue ink pen, and I want you to write all that stuff down. Ask yourself these questions. At what point did it go wrong for me? What point did I stop being consistent? What point did I stop showing up for myself? What point did I miss and I never got back on track? Write that down. Journal that, baby. Because that's what I did with my weight loss journey. I journaled that. I wrote all of that stuff down. And when I self-reflected and I self-evaluated and I really dug deep and I took some quiet time, I played some soft meditation music. I got my journal. This is what I want y'all to do. Play some soft meditation music. Get your journal. Get your blue ink pen. Get in a relaxed state. This is a really good time to do it after you soak in the tub or after you've taken like a really nice shower, hot shower, and your body is relaxed and maybe you're sitting in bed or maybe you're sitting on the sofa or something. And get your journal then. Ask yourself these questions and I want you to sit there and let the answer come to you. God gonna begin to show you where it all went wrong yet, because that's what he did with me. And what I realized is with my own journey, like let's take, for instance, my weight loss journey and my health and wellness journey. In my own journey, when I sat down and I did that, I found out through deep reflection, through self-evaluation, I found out that where it went wrong with me was when my auntie died. when my auntie died, because that was very traumatic for me. That was the woman that I knew as my mother, that raised me, that helped raise my own three children. And then to see her go through what she went through in the last years of her life, and then for us to have to end up taking her off of life support and her passing in that way. And it happened 3 days before I closed on my home. So in the same week, I had to sign my name for her life support, and I had to sign my name for the closing on my house. And so I remember on the day of me closing the house and me signing my name, all I could think about was how I had signed my name 3 days before that on her papers for us to let her go, because there was nothing else. It was nothing else that could be done. It was her time to go. And I was just crying. Listen, baby, I ain't gonna go too far into that, because this video will be a whole nother hour when I gotta get on, and shower. But eventually I'm just gonna release that and just talk about that. Because every time we talk about that and we speak on and we release, there's healing in that. And then other people are able to get healing and get released from that as well. So eventually I'm gonna, you know, just be able to just do a sit down and just talk about that. But I said all that to say that was very traumatic for me. So maybe you went through something in your life that was very traumatic, but and you're not even conscious of the fact that that event is what threw you off. That event is what is where you lost your consistency. Because see, at that time, my health and wellness, my weight loss journey, at that time, I stopped tracking my food. I stopped paying attention to how much water I was drinking. I was still going, and you could still be going, but you can kind of be checked out too. Even though you still going, you could still be like also checked out. And that's how I was. And I was checked out from the stuff that I would regularly do, like my normal self-care, my normal things that I would do to tend to my body and my health and my wellness. I was checked out from that. And so I didn't realize that I had stopped paying attention. I stopped using intention. I fell asleep. Because life be lifing. And so that's the way it is with you. Life be lifing. You can easily fall asleep at the wheel. So you got to sit down and you got to write this stuff down. Because I sat down and I wrote all of this stuff out. And I poured it out in my journal. I poured it out. Do y'all hear me? I don't want you to hold nothing back. Pour everything out. Tell God all about it and write it in your journal. As if you are mailing a letter to God. Pour it all out in your journal, baby. Listen, you might not be on a coaching session with me, but think of this right here as a coaching session, because I'm giving you coaching tips and strategies that's going to help you to get back on track, because it helped me. It helped me. And I can tell y'all that it helped me, because since I've done that journal activity, I've lost over 30 pounds. I've lost over 30 pounds. That weight that I gained back is gone now. And now I'm 20 pounds away from my lifelong goal weight. I am 20 pounds away. And that is because I got back on it and I started back paying attention and using intention. So sit down, do that journal activity. It's going to bless your life, because it blessed mine. And it was just something that God put in my heart to do. And ever since then, what I did, so when I did the journal activity, I wrote down my triggers. What are some of the things that trigger me to fall back into those old patterns of overeating and not paying attention to what I'm eating? So whatever it is with you, I want you to make a page, make a journal activity where you list out all of your triggers. What are some of the things that lead to your falling off? Like what are some of the events or the triggers or some of the experiences that you have in your life that when this thing happened, it causes you to throw it all overboard? It might be a fight with your husband. It might be a fight with your wife. It may be a falling out with a family member. It may be whatever. I want you to write down your triggers. And for me, I wrote down my triggers of what are the things that causes me to fall into a pattern of overeating and not paying attention to what I'm eating. So I wrote down little things like when I take my kids to the drive-thru, when we go and get fast food and I take them to the drive-thru, and even though I'm not eating it, I got to pass it by my nose. I got to pass it by my face to give it to them. So when I wrote that down, even though it seems so simple, when I wrote that down, what that did was it made me conscious of that. So now I'm paying attention. That's not getting by me no more. The enemy don't want us to pay attention. He wants us to just be out here with our head in the clouds trying to figure out, well, I don't know how this happened. No. When we pay attention, we'll know how it happened. So write it down. Write down your triggers. What are the things? What are the triggers? What are the situations and the experiences that lead to you falling off? So now you'll be conscious of that. And when that comes up again, you're going to be paying attention to the fact that, no, this is a trigger to try to get me to go back. And I will not go back. I will not go back. So I want y'all to do that. And I want you to really take some time, like I said, and do that journal activity. And it's going to bless your life. It's going to bless your life. Because it helped me to get back on track with my health and wellness journey. It helped me to get back on track. And then follow people online that motivate you. Follow people online that inspire you. Follow people online that make you want to get up and be a better person. We should only be listening to people that make us feel like that. Life is too short, baby. Don't follow people that have you feeling like you a failure, like you can't do nothing right. You can't get your stuff together. You need to be following people that motivate you. Iron sharpens iron. Follow people that sharpen the iron inside of you, baby. That's also going to help you to get to your transformation. That's also going to help you to get back on track so you can pay attention and use intention. Okay? Be intentional about what you're going to do for God, and God going to be intentional about you. I love y'all so much. I did not know this video was going to be that long. I did not know it was going to be that long, but I pray it bless somebody, baby. Don't forget to get your ticket to Tallahassee, Florida, baby. We're going to be in Tallahassee, Florida for our next seminar, the Divine Ones in-person seminar. If you can get there, you're going to want to be there, because the venue that we're going to be having the event at, it is one of my favorite little places. My favorite. Y'all know how you have your little places where you just like to go and duck off and just relax and rejuvenate and be revived. That's what this place is, okay? I love this place, and I want y'all to come and experience it and also get spiritual transformation. Kingdom Connections are going to be in the room, so bring them business cards so y'all can network, you can connect. Houston, Texas, we met so many Divine Ones from all over the world. We literally had people from all over the world that had all kind of gifts, and everybody in there was coming with value, baby, adding value to one another. Iron was sharpening iron, baby. You could hear the iron hitting up against the other iron. It was amazing. It was amazing. So I want you to be a part of it. So you know what to do. Go in the description, click the link, and sign up now. Get your seat, get your ticket, so I can meet you live and in person in the room, in the building. Let me tell you, getting in the room, it's a whole nother experience than the videos. The videos are amazing. And the videos are doing something with you as well. The videos are very powerful. Don't sleep on the videos. But what I'm saying is, if you can get in the room, you're going to want to be in the room. Because getting in the room is next level. Do you understand me? Getting in the room is transformation accelerated, baby. You may not be able to make it to certain ones or all of them, but I want you to make up your mind. You're a Divine One. You've been watching these videos. Make up your mind. Look, be intentional. What we just said. Use intention. Set an intention to say, I am going to the Divine One seminar. I don't care if it's in Tallahassee. I don't care if it's in Chicago. I don't care if it's in Texas. I don't care where. I don't care if it's in Alaska, baby. I don't care where it is. Set an intention. Because something happens when you become intentional. See, some of y'all, you hearing me talk about these seminars and you thinking like, it'd be nice if I could make one of them seminars, but I can't afford that. I can't get no plane ticket. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know why you can't do it? Because you're not being intentional about it. You being passive about it. When you set an intention, when you write it down, when you speak it every day, when you become intentional about that thing, you say, okay, let me see how much the plane ticket is. Let me look it up. Okay, let me see how much the hotel is. Let me look it up. Okay, let me see how much the ticket is for the event. Let me look it up. And you start planning and executing and strategizing and speaking life over that thing. When you start being intentional about it, watch you be sitting in that room. You're going to be sitting right there in that room, baby, getting your transformation. Did nothing change in my life until I started being intentional about this. I had to stop being passive. I had to stop being interested, and I had to make a commitment. That's what being intentional means. Being intentional means you're going to stop just being interested, and you're going to put some stake in the game. You're going to start being committed. I love y'all. I love you so much, and I'll check in with y'all later, baby. Y'all be blessed. Understand that I am praying for you. I am praying for you, and you are going to make it. You're going to make it. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is hold on, baby. God has not forgotten you. He's watching over everything that concerns you. I want you to start paying attention to what's going on around you, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your home. And you're going to begin to see some things that you was missing before. And you're going to see some blessings that you didn't see before. You're going to see some miracles that you didn't see before because you weren't paying attention. But when you open your eyes in the spirit, that's my prayer for each and every one of you, that this video will cause you to open your eyes in the spirit, that you will begin to pay attention, and you will begin to use intention, that you will be intentional about the things of God. You will be intentional about your purpose. You will be intentional about doing the work of Him that sent you. I love you so much, baby. And I'll check in with y'all later. Y'all be blessed.